How often have we heard the thought, fight for your limitations, and they are yours? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Fight for your limitations, and they are yours. We have thought about this many times, and then we have not thought about it. When a person is in trouble, when a person is doing something silly and they're caught doing it, they want to protect themselves and they want to say, oh no, I wasn't you see, and they're just frustrated and they're flustered and they don't know how to express themselves, and rather than just saying, right you are, I don't need to do that, I was thinking of the wrong thing, that's an area of my life that I'm not really interested in being in. And so we let go of our limitations. Now, we say to someone, hey, you don't have much money. And they say, you know, you're right, I don't have much money. It's about time I changed my attitude, isn't it? About time I changed my consciousness and started having lots of money. It's about time. So, it's about time. Now, there we are. Where are we going? What is it that is our choice for ourselves? What is it that is our limitation or our unlimitableness about us? God Unlimited. Good name. Fight for your limitations and they are yours. My limitations are that I don't seem to have enough hours in the day to say the positive things that I want to say enough. Well, do I say every moment that I do have? I have a positive thing. What would happen if you were to walk around for one day, just one day, the full day, and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. If you were to just walk around for one solid day to say that, what would happen? Well, many times during the day you'd say, oh, come on now, this repetition is unnecessary. This is getting me down. I'm not feeling good about this. It's getting to me. Well, inside of each of us is a little devil, you might say. Inside of each of us is a little contrariness that says we should remain status quo, just the way we are. We should remain just the way we are, no changes. And because of that little devil in us, that little status quo in us, that says we should remain just as we are, when we are starting to bring about a new awareness in ourselves, an awareness that we are far greater, far better, far more wonderful than anything we had ever dreamed for ourselves, then that little status quo in us is saying, hey, that's boring, that's tiring. Come on, let's look at some exciting stuff. Let's look at some accidents. Let's look at some problems in the world. Let's look at some unhappiness. Come on, that's much more interesting. Let's go to a horror movie. And then the status quo in you keeps you going on that old pattern. That's what the status quo is. It's an old pattern. And we want to be on a new pattern, a new way. The new life, born new into a new attitude of beingness. And so we say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. There's nothing contrary to what we really want to be when we say that, but our inner self gets us tired of it and says, no. You can't stay awake and say that. You can't do this and do that. You can't say, I am whole and perfect, because you're not whole and perfect. Look at your whatevers. And you see how unwhole and unperfect they are? See that? And it keeps saying that to us, and we have to just, contrary to that inner self that is doing this, just let those limitations go. Let those limitations be non-existent and put a new attitude in mind. I am whole and perfect. Now, it's not only I am whole and perfect. You can have a plethora of wonderful other ideas, 100 million other possibilities that you can speak for yourself and say them positively and beautifully. But it's up to you. Now, I am whole and perfect is a good starter. And for one day, everywhere, under your breath and out loud, wherever you are, you can do it. Say, I am whole and perfect. You're sitting at your job and you say, I am whole and perfect. You're standing at your job and you say, I am whole and perfect. You're looking around at your world, and normally you would see experiences, but you say, I am whole and perfect, and you only see your wholeness and your perfection. You do whatever has to be done, whatever you choose to do for your day, and it's okay. And you continually say, I am whole and perfect. Now you say, well, why so much? If I would say, I am whole and perfect, one time, and mean it, and have it. Yes, that's true. When I say to my dog, Rex, come. Rex comes, and he sits by my side. But it was not always so. I had to say, Rex, come. And I had to have in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, the idea that when I spoke to Rex, he came and did what I wanted him to. Well, I had to get this across to Rex. And as I had to get this across to Rex, I had to get into his consciousness that idea that when I spoke to him and said to him, come, he came. It was just that simple. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, Rex was not objecting to anything. It was just a new idea for him. Rex had never heard the idea, come. And Rex did not know what the word come means. He hadn't gone to elementary school even. And so I had to demonstrate what come meant to Rex. And I would take a rope and I would tie it to him. And when he would be walking around, I'd say, Rex, come. And then if he didn't come, I would bring the rope in. And then I would say, sit. And then I would touch his backside and he'd sit. And then I'd say, release. And then he would get up and go, come. Sit, release. Come, sit, release. Come, sit, release. I got tired of that. Now, Rex didn't get tired of it because he was getting my attention, and he loved my attention. Whatever the attention was for, whether it was for something good or something not, as far as I was concerned. Now, if I would shout at him and say, Rex, don't do that, Rex, don't do this, Rex, he didn't understand. All he knew was, he was doing something that was causing me to shout. And my shout was not necessarily a happy shout. And he wanted happy shouts from me. So he learned to do happy things and get happy shouts from me. But I would always say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I would always say, Rex, you're a good boy. And I say, Rex, you come, come, Rex, come, sit. And so he knew that whenever I said the word come, it meant come. And then he would come. And when I said the word sit, he would sit. Now, our brain is much like this. Our brain needs to have this reiteration, repeating again and again and again what it is we believe for ourselves. Now, what is it that you believe for yourself? I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Fight for your limitations and they are yours. I got a sickness. And then you ache and pain, and you grunt and groan about your aches and pains. You empower them, you empower them, you empower them, and then you wonder why they take place. Well, let's put a new cause in motion in our life. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. Not 2 times 2 is 5, but 2 times 2 is 4. Now, we can make 2 times 2 5 because somebody made 2 times 2 4. And everybody has agreed that that's a good procedure to use. 2 times 2 is 4. And 2 times 2 is 5 just does not get the result that people want to have. And so if we fight for our limitations and we say 2 times 2 is 5, 2 times 2 is 5, we got a problem. If we fight for our limitations and we say, I am sick, I am sick, I am sick, then we got a problem. But if we let that go, if we let that go, and we say, I'm whole and perfect, I am whole, and enunciate the words clearly. Sometimes we get so repetitive, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, and we don't understand it, and nobody understands it, and certainly our white stem cells don't understand it. The stem cells in our brain, born new every day, they don't understand it. They only hear gibberish. But when we are clear, Rex, come. Rex, sit. Rex, good boy. Then we have done what we wanted to do. We have gotten results. fight for your limitations, and they're yours. I don't have any limitations. I don't let them be in my world. How about you? Are you master of yourself? Are you master of your life? I'm master of mine. I fight for my joy, my peace, my harmony, and I repeat it again and again and again. And yes, while it's true, I can speak my word and say, Rex, come, and he comes, but it was only after I had trained myself and Rex to know that when I spoke my word, it was fulfilled. When I spoke my word, it was fulfilled. When I speak my word, it is fulfilled. Have a lovely day, and I'm whole and perfect, 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 I'm whole and perfect. Isn't that wonderful? I love you. I love you. I love you.